God is currently talking to me very loud and clear about mind the gap. You know, when you go to a railway station, undergrounds particularly, you see the notice, mind the gap between the platform and the train, so you don't slip down between the two. But the context in which he's speaking to me about it is, mind the gap between where you are in Christ and where the majority of the people that you talk to are in, so that I don't fall down the gap between and I don't try to pull them into the place where I am. It's ever so easy, you know, when you're in leadership, to think that your sheep are actually in the same place as you are because geographically they stand there in the same plot of grass. But actually it's not the case. A leader is in a different place before God, otherwise he or she wouldn't be a leader. And so it is not right for the leader to expect the sheep to understand where they're coming from. For me, I could see in my own personal life where what happens is you have an expectancy about someone and it isn't fulfilled because actually that's not where they're at. And so it's the old saying, I called you to feed my sheep, not my giraffes. So if you come at it from the wrong height or the wrong level, as it were, you won't meet that person where they need to be met. So it's essential, leaders who are listening to this, that you make sure you see where your people individually, not as a group, are at, because there's no such thing as a group level. Every person is in a different place. And to find out where they are, you need to spend time with them, loving them, cleaning their hooves, lifting up the tail to see they haven't got any maggots, looking in their ears, opening their mouths, see what they've been chewing on, or if their teeth are all right. Their feet, of course, are very important because if you see your sheep kneeling down, it means they've got problems in their feet. Anyway, you didn't need a lesson on shepherding, did you? But that's what he's talking to me about. Mind the gap. How about you? God bless.